We are about to meet a number of folks. I'm so happy that everybody is here today. We have some high school students and some college students as well. I'm going to start with our collegians and let them introduce themselves. Hannah, can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Yeah. My name's Hannah. I was co-director of Prize Academy this summer. And I am a senior at Pitt, studying studio arts.
How did you get involved with the program? What connected you?
Last summer, my neighbor was the co-director of Prize, and so I was a counselor last summer because I'd had some ESL experience. And so then I was a counselor, and it was really fun.
Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
No, I'm from Nevada.
And you can't, was it Pitt that brought you here?
Yeah, it was Pitt.
Now, tell me about your ESL experience. That's not something everybody has. How did you come by that?
When I was in high school, I was volunteering for this ESL program at a church for people who had just come from China. Yeah, and so it was like I worked mainly with the younger kids. So the adults would work with like the other adults, and I would work with like young kids from like 5 to 7.
You must have found that very rewarding if you decided to continue during the summer. Is it hard to teach? It must be at first, I would imagine. What's it like to do?
I think it is. It's like very, it's challenging, and it's also like, how would I want to explore something, or how would I want to understand something? And then like when I think about it like that, and I think it's easier to be like, this is how I would want to teach someone something. It's because I would want myself to learn something in that way.
So you have a lot of empathy, and I'm not surprised. As somebody who's about to get a degree in studio arts, what is your principal medium?
Right now, my medium that I'm working on most is linoleum block prints and other printing styles like etchings and wood blocks.
Yeah. Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. Let's meet your colleague sitting right next to you. Varsha, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Varsha. I also go to the University of Pittsburgh. I'm a junior, and I'm studying social work. This year at Arise, I was a camp counselor over the summer, and right now I'm the intern. So.
Well, that's great. Now, I would imagine, as somebody studying social work, this would be of interest to you, since you might well be working with people who are from other countries. What got you interested in social work?
Yeah, I guess just like growing up and hearing about, reading about, and seeing around me social issues that were happening, and people being marginalized. Seeing that, it was hard for me just to be an observer or a bystander. I always wanted to do something about it. So social work was the pathway that made me feel like I could do something about it.
Boy, I hope you never lose that feeling. Are you from Pittsburgh originally? Did you grow up here?
I lived here since I was 12, so I guess like half my life. So.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to North Allegheny Senior High School.
Great. Well, it's nice to have you here. Thanks. We also have two students who are here with us, one of whom is going to share a poem. First, before doing that, I just want to have you meet Deborah. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
It's nice to meet you. And I know you are from Congo.
Yes.
How long have you been here in the United States?
I have been here. It's almost 2 years.
And I'll bet it seems like a lifetime. Or does it seem like just yesterday that you got here? Does it seem like you've been here for a long time?
Yeah, it's kind of like, but
It's hard to, I mean, I would just imagine, what was it like when you first got here?
The first when I got here, it was like a little confused. I feel bored when I didn't find any African around us when we leave. And then we were just, in the morning, we just sit, nowhere to go, but.
And you're 15 now, right?
Yeah, I'm 15.
So at 13, there's like nobody to play with, or did you have much English when you arrived?
Yeah, I didn't have much English, but I just know a little bit.
So that makes it hard, too, to find somebody to spend time with.
Yeah.
So it had to be kind of lonely when you first got here. And then you're at Pittsburgh Perry, is that? Or at Brashear. Okay, I'm reading yeah. Perry North on.
Brashear.
You live in the Perry North area, but you're at Brashear. At Brashear, did you find other students that speak Swahili?
Yeah, I find some students who speak Swahili. So we meet them there as a friend.
Yeah, I would imagine that is the case, and they're probably learning English as well. Has Brashear been able to help you with, you know, adapting and also just growing as a person through the work you've done there?
Yeah, there is some teacher who helped me, or some people who they speak Swahili, so I go there to help me. So if I don't know something, I follow them and then they help me.
That's wonderful. Now, here with you is a classmate also at Pittsburgh, Brashear. Shalita is her name. And Shalita, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself? And if you're not comfortable with English, I'm going to use Deborah as you can help me with some translation.
Okay. And they're actually sisters.
Oh, I didn't know you were sisters.
Yeah, we are sisters.
Thank you. Shalita is your older sister?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that, and I should have. Do you want to ask, is your older sister's English good? Is your English?
No.
Okay. Could you ask her how old she is and how her time has been here so far?
Okay. Analiza hivi. Jinako ni nani?
My name is Shalita.
Na anauliza uko na miaka ngapi?
I am 19 years.
Anauliza tena ushafaa miaka ngapi mu America?
2 years.
Okay.
And what does she think about America so far?
Ase unaona jenjo America. Unawazia nini? About school or about what?
Just about what life is like here.
Okay, unaona je maisha hapa America?
It's good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Do you have other family members here with you?
Yeah, I have parents, my mom and my dad, my brother and sister, like family.
How many, do you have another sister or other brothers? How many, who's there?
My big brothers. I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest?
Yeah.
And you have how many big brothers?
The whole family, I can see we are 10 of us.
Oh my goodness. So there's 10 altogether.
Yeah, 10 of us, but some of them, they're in Africa, and then some of them are here.
You must miss the family members that are in Africa.
Of course, yes.
Are you able to keep in touch with them by writing or telephone?
Yeah, we talk to them on the phone.
Well, that's great. Jenna Barron is here too, who's executive director, and I'm just going to ask you to swing that microphone over for a second. Jenna, thank you. She's executive director of Arise, and this is a wonderful thing. You've brought these college students who've helped over the summer with the institute that has helped these two sisters and others. How did you develop this program?
When I was a senior at Pitt, me and a group of undergraduates had been volunteering as tutors for refugee families living in Pittsburgh, specifically for the school-age children. And we sort of connected the dots in realizing that there weren't many of them weren't taking advantage or enrolling in summer camps. And so we decided to create one. And so the work has kind of grown out of that. There's been a core team of us who have stayed involved since 2013 when we first started the program. And then as Hannah and Varsha are testaments to, the team has grown and evolved over the years with lots of help from college students who are really passionate about supporting youth and social justice. So,
there's a lot to be said, too, for having somebody relatively close in age to serve as a near peer mentor to help. Do you need more people to help in that regard, more college students or older adults?
Sure. We're still developing our programs from right now. Our flagship program is the summer camp, and every year we invite people to apply to be counselors. So there's always a new group of counselors who come through, and that application opens in March. So definitely would encourage more college students to apply. We also recruit high school students who are multilingual, who are often immigrants or refugees themselves, which is a really important aspect of what makes the program successful. So, yeah, March is about the time we start calling out for support.
There was a student last year who spoke Arabic, an American student who was learning to speak Arabic, and he asked us if we could help match him with some native Arabic students, Arabic-speaking students, because he wanted to practice and become better at Arabic. And the idea he had was, I can help my colleague here get better at English. I would like him to help me get better at my second language. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's happened under your watch or not, those sorts of things, but I thought that was a really beautiful opportunity for those students to connect with each other.
Yeah, I could speak from personal experience from learning Swahili and learning from people like Deborah and Shalita who speak Swahili with their families. So that exchange definitely happens.
Now, I know that Deborah has a poem to share. And
it's an awesome poem.
I would love to hear it. This is, can you tell me, we'll just move that microphone back over to Deborah. Did you write this as part of English class?
Yeah.
Who is your English teacher at Brashear?
Miss Daly.
Okay, because I know some of the teachers that are there. And would you like to share your poem?
Sure.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can tell us. Does it have a name?
The title. It has a title. It's Be Who You Are.
Be Who You Are.
Yeah.
And whenever you're ready, Deborah.
Okay. Be who you are. Knowing who you are is the most important thing in everyone's life. You can't control your life or make a change without knowing who you are. Be who you are. In life, everyone may face a problem in their own life. People will hate you because of your way you are succeeding in your life, but never give up. Be who you are. Be who you are. Don't let people make you feel down because of your religion or the color of your skin. When God created us, He didn't say whether being black is beautiful or being white is beautiful. But never give up. We are all the same skin in front of God who created us. Be who you are. In this world, we are on a journey. If someone ever talk about bad things to you, just take it easy as if you have water in your mouth. Don't throw it away until they finish talking about bad things. Never give up because of those bad words. Be who you are. Everyone should love to see people happy and successful. Things may be hard. You may try your best, but even when you fail, just keep pushing on. One day they will clap their hands for your success. Never give up. Keep working hard. Be who you are. Whatever you do, good or bad, people will always have something negative to say. But just keep going. Make your dreams come true. Stay positive. Be strong with all the power to be who you are. Thank you.
That was absolutely amazing. And as you got to the end, can you read that line that had the word dreams in it again?
Dream.
It was towards the very end.
I think it starts here, right?
Make your dreams come true. Stay positive. Be strong with the power to be who you are.
When you were reading that and you said that line, I could just hear your heart pounding because your entire poem is beautiful, but at least that one line, I think, really says everything. Too. That's really, really beautifully done. And you read it really nicely, too. It's not easy. Whether you're a native English speaker or not, it's not easy to share a poem live on the radio. Do you like to write?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy making poems and writing?
Yeah, I like that.
You're very good. And
thank you.
I hope you'll keep doing it. I think it's important. Let me turn to our Pitt students. That must make you feel wonderful to hear such a heartfelt poem. Can you tell me about any experiences you would like to share in being part of Arise from the summer? Any, you know, just things that made you incredibly happy? Or I don't want to put you on the spot, but just some memories of what happened.
I was going to say that Deborah was also read that poem at our final showcase, the prize final showcase, and was an MC. Yeah, so Deborah's voice is very, she has a great voice.
You do, Deborah. you've got a great voice, great smile, too. On radio, we can only hear your voice.
Yeah, she was very commanding as an MC. It was wonderful.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So that was, I was thinking about that as a highlight, was her, like, emceeing the event, and then near the end she read her poem and it was really nice. Yeah.
And any reflections from the past summer, Varsha, from you?
Yeah, one thing I really loved seeing that everybody knows about is a lot of our kids are really great dancers, and seeing how passionate that they were and how creative they were in the dance moves that they created, that was really a joy to watch.
And Deborah, can you help me, please? I'm going to ask you a question first, and then I'd like you to help me ask your sister the same question. Do you know what you might like to do after you finish high school? Do you have an idea for a job or something you would like to see once you're an adult?
If I finish high school, I would like to go in college. And then after college, I would like to be a doctor and a singer.
Oh, what kind of doctor? A doctor for adults or children or everybody, maybe?
For children or everybody.
Everybody?
Yeah.
And could you please ask your sister the same question?
Anasema hivi, ukimaliza high school. Utapenda ufanye nini?
Say that again.
I will be the teacher.
And why do you think you would like teaching?
Napenda nikuwe mwalimu nianze fundisha mathematics.
She says she wants to be a teacher so that she can be teaching math.
That's wonderful. You must have some good teachers if you would like to be a teacher. Thanks to all five of you for being here today. And Jenna, I wanted to ask if there's anything we maybe should have mentioned that we didn't, and if you'd like to share anything else regarding ARISE and its programs. I'll share the website, which is ARYSE, ARISE with a Y, pgh.org.
Sure. The first thing I want to say, too, is that Shalita at our final showcase did a dance, too, that was really good. So we were really, that was a highlight for me. And in terms of where ARISE is going, yeah, I would definitely ask that people check out our website, and there's plenty of direction on the website to get in touch with us directly to learn more about what we're hoping to do. And we hope that people do reach out, and I know that a lot of people right now are really interested in learning how to be advocates for our immigrant refugee communities in Pittsburgh, and that's something that that we're hoping to do as well by providing programs and advocacy throughout the school year. So that's about it that I have. Just really grateful to have our team and Deborah and Shalita here. I think they did a great job.
Thank you for being here today, all of you. It was a real honor.